I'm going to do three things in this homily. First, I'm going to give you a brief homily on the gospel. Second of all, I'm going to do my annual financial presentation to the parish. We're going to look at how a pandemic affects a parish, if it should or if it really doesn't. And finally, the last thing I want to talk about is to do the act of consecration. Today is the 33rd day of the St. Joseph, the consecration of St. Joseph. So we'll wrap it all up with our act of consecration. So first of all, a word on the gospel. We hear a scribe approach Jesus. Okay, for what purpose? We don't know. Trying to trick Jesus, doesn't say. Maybe just to ask a question, could be. We just don't know. But we take it at face value. A scribe approaches Jesus and asks, which commandment is the greatest? Now, we talk about this all the time. Greatest president, greatest quarterback of all time, greatest basketball player, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So you can imagine the scribes amongst themselves debating this. Remember, there are 613 choices here. 613 commandments in the law. Okay, so there's a lot to choose from. So let's just say over here you choose one law and over here you choose another law. And can you imagine the fighting that takes place back and forth? But Jesus says it's easy. The greatest is this. Love God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength. You hear that? Mind, heart, soul, strength. Everything we got. All of it. Every fiber of who we are, we love. And then he says, and I'll throw a bonus on top. The second is like it. Shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, shall love your neighbor as yourself. What is Jesus saying? Love is the essence of all things. Why do we not steal? Why don't I just break into O'Connell's house and steal? Love. Why do I not lie to you? Love. Why don't I just take one of your wives' husbands away from you? Love. It's what it's all about. It's like the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. Everything points to it. Everything flows from it. Same is true of love. Everything flows to it. Everything disperses out from it. Okay? Now, just a word on the idea of love. We hear this. Love God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. How do we do it that? Well, let's be honest. Sometimes we can be on both ranges of that. Sometimes we can do a good job of loving our neighbor as ourselves. But you see where it comes from is ourselves. So let's look at the ranges. First of all, we can think highly, way too highly of ourselves. We call that pride. Where I say it to you, I simply say, I am better than you. Carol, I'm better than you. You know, you're lower than me. I'm not going to love you. You're not of my dignity or worth. Pride. Okay? But we also can go too far the other way. All right? Where we simply say this, well, I'm nothing. I'm garbage. I'm not good. God doesn't love me. God doesn't care for me. Hard to love when we're in both of those extremes. Remember, love starts with us. I don't love myself. Hard to love neighbor and God. Okay? So what did God say about this? God said something about this. So the last two masses I had, I asked them a question. They didn't do well with this one. So we're going to see how you do with this one. God answered the question of how we should really see ourselves. Not prideful, but also not underneath the dignity where we simply say, I'm no good either. So remember the story of creation. God looks at all he created. And he says something about it. He says it is what? No! Good isn't enough. Not the best. An echelon up from good. Very good. Remember that when we used to get tested? Okay, good. Very good was better than good. And then perfect. But isn't that amazing? God looked at us, and what did he say? Perfect? No. Junk? No. But very good. And I want us to always remember that, brothers and sisters. We got to keep that in mind. If God can look at us knowing what's before us, knowing our own faults, knowing what's all going to happen, and still say, you know something, it's very good. That's how we have to see ourselves. And it's from that stemming of our understanding of ourselves that we are able to love ourselves, to love neighbor, and to love God. Okay? That's who we are. It flows to love, and it flows out from love. All that we are, all the laws, all the commandments. So let's be about love. So today I want to just take a moment and just kind of give you the annual financial presentation to the parish. So here we go. For the close of the July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021 fiscal year, the fiscal year for the church runs from July 1 through June 30th, we closed at break even, meaning parish income substantially offset expenses. It's a great accomplishment considering all that happened regarding the pandemic. For the most part, we were in that pandemic time, okay, where we had reserve seating, all of that stuff. Isn't that amazing? Through all of that, we can still finish at break even. It's a great testament to God's people. So I just tell you, in our checking account right now, we currently have $112,000. In the building reserves, we currently have $226,000. Our endowment as of September 30th, 2021, is currently at $333,378. We're sitting in good shape. Regards to trends, the giving tends to fluctuate depending upon time of year. That I would ask that people consider giving through EFT, electronic funds transfer, as it provides seamless contribution of funds throughout the course of the entire fiscal year, even when people are away. With EFT, you determine when you wish your funds transferred from an account to the parish, whether the 1st or 15th of each month. In the course of this fiscal year, we will be looking at making changes to our EFT to make giving easier and more responsive. So more information on that will be forthcoming. Some prefer the option of online giving. So if you'd like to give via online, go to the toolbar, the top of the Resurrection homepage, and click online giving. One of the features of this type of giving is that you can contribute weekly church support along with all second and special collections. Just a few reminders. Keep the Resurrection Endowment in mind. The endowment, the corpus, cannot be touched. It's the interest which can be used. In the course of the past year, we used $10,000 in interest funds from the endowment to purchase the oak cabinets between the gathering space and Father Zink Hall. So this shows that people's contributions are bearing fruit. For those of you who receive church envelopes, there is an endowment envelope included each month. To the endowment can be supported via EFT and online giving. Many times with the death of a loved one, people provide options for memorials. One memorial to keep in mind would be the Resurrection Endowment. Also, when you do your estate planning bequest memorials, please keep the parish and parish endowment in mind. Funds which a parish cannot budget anticipate can go a long way in supporting the health and well-being of any parish. And finally, envelopes for the Catholic Ministry's appeal have been placed at the end of your pews. Donations for the year will be taken through the end of December. So if you would still like to contribute, please take an envelope with you. So in closing, I want to just say the parish is on good financial footing. It's been an amazing run going through this endowment. But during those times, it was amazing how people would drop envelopes off, they'd mail them through. Pastor said this really throughout Rochester and the entire diocese. People's generosity during this time of the pandemic has just been remarkable. They never forgot the parish, that we still need funds to keep the parish running. So people did a great, great job. So my sincere thanks to the people of Resurrection and those who provide the financial support to keep the mission of our parish alive. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. So let's keep Resurrection and the people of Resurrection in our prayers. So finally then, the third part today. Today is the final day of the consecration to St. Joseph. So let's conclude today then with the act of consecration to St. Joseph. So if you have it, you're on those little tables as you were gathering in. Chase, I think you even have one there too, right beside you, if you want to pray along. So let's pray this act of consecration to St. Joseph. O glorious patriarch and patron of the church, O virgin spouse of the virgin mother of God, O guardian and virginal father of the Word incarnate, in the presence of Jesus and Mary, I choose you this day to be my father, my guardian, and my protector. O great Saint Joseph, whom God has made the head of the Holy Family, accept me, I beseech you, though utterly unworthy, to be a member of your holy house. Present me to your immaculate spouse. Ask her also to adopt me as her child. With her, pray that I may constantly think of Jesus and serve him faithfully to the end of my life. Terror of demons, increase in me virtue. Protect me from the evil one and keep me to offend God in any way. O my spiritual father, I hereby consecrate myself to you. In faithful imitation of Jesus and Mary, I place myself and all my concerns under your care and protection. To you, after Jesus and Mary, I consecrate my body and soul with all their faculties, my spiritual growth, my home, and all my affairs and undertakings. Forsake me not, but adopt me as a servant and child of the Holy Family. Watch over me at all times, but especially at the hour of my death. Console and strengthen me with the presence of Jesus and Mary, so that with you I may praise and adore the Holy Trinity for all eternity. Amen. So, Saint Joseph, pray for us. So, let's stand together now and let's pray our Nicene Creed. I believe in one God. Trust in God, our rock and our salvation. Let's place our needs and the needs of others before the Lord.